And it's a privilege to be sitting in for Guy Gordon and being part of the team this morning here. Thanks for listening in. Hope you enjoyed your Independence Day. A major ruling on Independence Day. It turns out that not only is it inappropriate for the government to tell private companies what their customers can and cannot say, it's also unconstitutional. And it's against the law. Did you know that? That was the ruling from a Louisiana federal judge yesterday on Independence Day, basically ordering the Biden administration to stop meeting with social media platforms like Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and stop telling them which posts they believe should be taken down. It's a violation of free speech under the First Amendment. The New York Times is where I first read this. They posed the question that, okay, now what? Who's going to protect us from false information about a variety of issues, whether it be vaccines or whatnot and other things, disinformation? But conservative social media users are breathing a sigh of relief because they feel they have been silenced for far too long and even kicked off of these platforms over the past 3 years. Let's get into this ruling. Todd Flood joining us, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law. Todd, good to have you back.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Happy belated 4th of July.
Happy belated 4th of July to you. It's still the week of, so we can stay all week long. So this federal judge on the 4th of July was basically, I mean, he had been tasked with determining whether the Biden administration's actions to combat so-called disinformation online amounted to coerced censorship. Is that what the judge found?
Well, here, let's just be really clear. So they filed a lawsuit, that being two attorney generals have filed the lawsuit, and they asked during the pendency of this lawsuit, they said, hey, judge, while this is going on, we want a preliminary order, what is called a motion for a preliminary injunction. So can you tell the government, can you tell Judge the Biden administration that they are not allowed to speak with social media platforms, in particular that of Facebook? So this lawsuit will go on. The judge said, yes, I will sign it. And he was really detailed. I mean, I haven't seen something this detailed because he names all the names, the special FBI agents, everybody, CDC.
Yeah.
He specifically puts the names in and he says, you are not allowed to speak to the social media, Facebook and others, to encourage or to basically put out information to them that you want or information that should be taken off. You can't do any of that. You're prohibited. That's really odd, right? Because the First Amendment says you have the right to free speech. You can talk to somebody. You can say, hey, listen, Johnny, here's the facts. This is what I know. But they're not signing an order, the government, saying you're not allowed to do this. What is fascinating, because if you remember, Tom, in May of 2020, President Trump at that time said, if you all Twitter put out there that the mail-in ballot isn't corrupt for California, you know, it's a disservice. And so what Twitter did was they took Trump's tweet, put it out there, and then said, here's a fact check. Well, President Trump said, I'm signing an executive order that you can't do that. So
Regardless whoever does it, it's wrong to do that for any government official to come and tell a private company what to say and even to ban their users. And I know that the judge yesterday didn't rule on the entirety of the case here, but while he's deciding this. But in his detailed analysis in this order, he basically said, listen, if all this is true, if they had truly colluded with social media to suppress certain speech, then this would be the biggest attack on the free speech clause in the First Amendment in the history of the United States. Do you agree with that?
I don't know if it's the biggest, but I can definitely say that if you are the government and you're strong-arming a private company to do certain things to restrict speech, then it's a problem, right? Yeah, obviously, the First Amendment's there. He's going to allow the merits, Tom, of this case to go forward. He's going to allow the merits of this case one way or the other to say whether or not there was a censorship, that's being the key word, a censorship on free speech. And, you know, let the case go forward. But in the meantime, He's saying you cannot speak with them to encourage certain content to be either suppressed or go out to the media. And this was the big issue with Joe Biden saying back in, I think it was sometime in July of 2021, where he said Facebook is killing people, if you remember that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that faux pas that he says, but Facebook is killing people because they're basically promoting the anti-vaccination. So that's where this all stems from.
Yeah,
that words.
Todd, this is Lloyd Jackson, and good morning. This really started with them trying to combat COVID-19 disinformation, but then I believe it just kind of stretched a little further and maybe overreached a little more.
Well, both presidents have used this tool. President Trump got shut down in Act 230, but this is a part where two Republican attorney generals brought suit saying, "Hey, listen, President Biden, we're going to sue you guys, and because we know you're influencing free speech." That's what their claim is. And then they drew they did it in Louisiana. They got a Trump appointed judge, and the judge in essence said, "I'm going to let this case go through. You guys, yeah, I'm signing this injunction, and we're going to see the merits of this case." So I don't think it's a violation of the First Amendment to speak with someone. I think it's a violation, obviously, if you're doing censorship or infringing upon the right of free speech.
Okay,
obviously.
Let's break that down a bit, because I guess my understanding would be, listen, the government shouldn't be coming into, let's say, WJR, and they don't like something that I said on the air. They shouldn't be able to come in here and talk to me and say, "Listen, you shouldn't be saying those words. We'd like you to stop." Even though there's not a mandate that they're given for me to stop, can they try to coerce me or anyone else, whether it be on social media or anywhere, to stop saying certain things? Is that not unconstitutional?
The word of coercion is the key, the operative word. If I were the governor, and the governor called you up, Tom, and said, "Hey, Tom, I appreciate your story. It was a great story, but I just want you to look at this one fact that you got. This particular fact I believe to be wrong. Would you check it out for me?" There's nothing wrong with that. That's not coercion.
That's, no, that's different. Yes.
Having conversation. Now, right. If you say, "Hey, listen, Tom, by the way, I know what city you live in, and I know the address of your home. And if you go out and report that information again, now, you better report this, or you must, or I sign a mandate in law that you are not allowed to say these certain things." That's a dictatorship, and you're going
all day long. Dictatorship all day long.
Yeah, that's also a threat. If they're citing your personal place where you live and your family and those types of things, that goes beyond just coercion. That is like a threat on your life.
Along with the executive order, right? Along with the intimidation. But those executive orders, those signing of those laws of putting in place, is the infringement upon the First Amendment. So it's one thing to have conversation, honest conversation, dialogue. That's First Amendment speech, protected.
Right.
But when you are signing orders or making laws that infringe upon that, then that's where you're going to have a really, really solid, we call it the strict scrutiny test, where you have to meet this high threshold. Why is it that this shouldn't be allowed to be spoken?
Yeah, that's a high threshold, because that's a constitutional right. It's a civil right that we all have to speak freely. Appreciate your perspective.
Amen.
As always, Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law. Todd, appreciate it so much. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great week.